Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians, we finished our introduction. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we just completed our introduction to the book by preaching from Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, as we introduced you to the beginning of this church under the missionary team of Paul and Silas. Now we begin the verse-by-verse study of this book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. I have titled this passage, The Church Started by God. Well, that is quite a church, and that is quite a title, okay? The Church Started by God. But do you realize that your church should also be a church that was started by God? I hope that you'll realize that. And as a result, you'll be very faithful to a good Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. Now, also, let me encourage you to write us. We like to hear from our listeners. And visit our webpage at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, our announcer gives you that address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. And we like to have you visit us on the web. And then if you're in the Central Florida area, come to Ocala and visit Central Baptist Church. If you like old-fashioned Bible preaching and teaching and good old God-honoring music, then, my friend, Central Baptist will be the place for you to come. So we would like to invite our listeners that may visit the Florida area to come and visit our church. Now also, let me encourage you to write us if you have a question. It might be a Bible question, or in listening to one of our broadcasts, you may have something that has just really unlocked your understanding about a passage. And if you'll write us and let us know, we want to know that this ministry is being effective. Now, if on the other hand, you hear something that you just disagree with and you feel is wrong, write us. I am willing to listen to Bible truth. And so I would ask you to write us as well. But be sure to let us hear from you. We love to hear and read the notes from our listeners. And by the way, letters that have come, I have yet to allow one letter to go by that I have not read. I have read every letter that comes to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now understand, we've been heard in over 40 states and nearly 40 foreign countries. And we have had the ministry ongoing now for some time, and I have yet in these, I believe it's 6 years now, I have yet to let someone else read or answer a letter in my place. That means that you're important to us, and we believe that this is the ministry that God has given to us, and so we want to minister to you. I have a special announcement, and you will need pencil and paper to write a couple things down here before we get started into the message for today. It is my privilege to announce to you that on November the 9th, through November the 17th of 2007, Lord willing, I'll be hosting a trip to Israel. Now, my friend, we want you to go. That's why I said to have pencil and paper ready. We'll be stopping at various sites throughout the trip, biblical sites, and at each site, we will be giving you biblical instruction. Not only will we have an excellent Jewish guide to take us from stop to stop, and not only will we ride in safety and comfort, but you will be getting an up-close personal Bible study and instruction right there in the land where Jesus walked. Also, let me ask you to do this. Talk to the deacons of your church and ask them to send your pastor and his wife to the Holy Land. You'll be amazed at how much this will enrich your pastor's ministry. And if it enriches him, of course, it enriches you. And this may be a trip that you would like to ride with your pastor. Now, to get information, to get a nice brochure that includes the places we'll visit, as well as the cost and everything involved, write me at our address, Lamp and Light, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36th Avenue. Ocala, that's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And the zip on that is 34471. Now, as you know, at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, our announcer gives you our a web address, as well as our physical address. If you go to the web address, you can get our physical address there. But, my friend, I would just encourage you to write down the physical address. I'll say it one more time in just a moment. But, again, a trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. And we would like for you to go, or you and your mate to go. And especially, again, send your pastor and his wife on this trip, November 9th through the 17th of 2007, go with the Lamp and Light broadcast into a trip of the Holy Land in which we see the places where Jesus walked and we have Bible studies, short Bible lessons in those same areas. You don't want to miss out on that. Now, our text is 1 Thessalonians Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Please listen as I read. I trust you'll have a good King James Bible and a pencil or pen and paper and take notes as we go along. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Here's a church that was started by a missionary team that included Paul, Silas, who is Silvanus here, and Timothy, whom is referred to as Timotheus in our text. This city was on the great Ignatian Way, and was primarily known for its commerce. Why do people try to get into America today? Well, they hear of our prosperity, just like people were trying to get to Thessalonica because of its prosperity. The city was inhabited by Greeks, Romans, and Jews. Idolatry was on every hand. Obviously, Thessalonica was a city of a hodgepodge of religions. This book may have been the first New Testament book actually written. Now, we don't know that for sure, but we do know that 1 Thessalonians was one of the first New Testament books written. The last reference to Thessalonica in the New Testament is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, where we read, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." Could it be that Demas is the man who sees a prosperous city that is religious, and it makes merchandise of its religiosity, and they're making merchandise of people through religion? Kind of reminds you a little bit of religious television in America with its religious marketing. And it seems like today they have taken a pragmatic view. Now, pragmatism, within the context of Christian ministry, entails the implementation of any practice or program into the ministry that appears to produce results, regardless of whether or not such practices or programs coincide with biblical principles of ministry. Pragmatism embraces the philosophy that the end justifies the means, which is Marxism, by the way. Therefore, those who espouse a pragmatic philosophy of ministry use methods and programs such as cooperative evangelism, worldly gimmicks, rock and contemporary Christian music, and the like in their churches and ministries, because such practices and programs appear to draw larger crowds to church, and it wins people. However, understand, what you win people with is what you win people to. Well, this church at Thessalonica begun under fire with religious persecution from the Jews and the world, trying to pull people from the holiness of the Word through its prosperity and worldly allurements. In chapter 5, we'll see some warnings that are placed for us there about these worldly allurements. Now, we look at the church in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ here in verse 1. And please understand, verse 1 is a separate paragraph. Verses 2 through 10 will make up the next paragraph of this book of 1 Thessalonians. But the first paragraph is only this one verse. And this is unto the church. Now, the word church is the Greek word ekklesia. It is used over 100 times in the New Testament. And nearly always it has the same technical meaning. Now, the term means a called out assembly. Jesus used the term in his preaching to refer to the Christian gathering. The basic meaning in most instances of its over 100 appearances in the New Testament is referring to a local church, a local group of baptized believers. Now, by the way, baptize, the word means to immerse. And these were believers who were baptized or immersed in water after their salvation. You say, well, why not just sprinkle them? Do you realize that most all the churches, Catholics and all, up until about the AD 1200, immersed people? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks. saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.